Got it, Rex.
Oh, g'day, mate. I was wondering how much your pre-inspections, pre-purchase inspection service is, and also including a test for the... Can you do a test for the head gasket? Is that a compression test, is it?
No, they're separate tests. Separate compression test is 150. A head gasket test, it really depends on what's going on with the car, whether we need a bleed or not. What car is it?
It's an old Outlook 2012, one of the 3.6 six-cylinder five-speeds. Sorry, Outback, not Outlook. I keep saying that.
3.6 litre?
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are a little bit hard to test, so the only way to test those is to sort of drive them and see if they overheat.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. How many Ks are on the car?
155.
Yeah. Normally they're pretty decent at those sort of Ks. A pre-purchase inspection is 180. And then on the day, we normally judge what else we need to do. So if it needs a compression test or, you know, if we need to test for head gaskets or any other tests, normally we can pick that by, you know, having a look at the car and just having a listen to that sort of thing.
Okay, cool. I may have got a bit ahead of myself then. The main issue I got with it is he says he hasn't got any books anymore. So
yep.
I just kind of want to dot the I's, cross the T's kind of stuff.
Fair enough. We can obviously go over it, but there's no way of telling if it's going to be reliable long-term, obviously.
Sure, yeah.
So we can tell you what we can see and obviously how the car drives and how everything's responding. But that doesn't mean like in 6 months' time it's going to be good. So
yeah.
It could be good now, but then it starts to develop an issue. Or he's done something to sort of hide the issue and we won't be able to pick it if he's done that.
Yeah, okay.
Normally we're pretty
good
at picking it, though. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Look, I'm looking at a 4-gen and a 3-gen. The 3-gen's got 250,000 Ks on it, but it's got all its books.
Yep.
Same, still six-cylinder motor and that kind of stuff. Between the two, in terms of risk, what would be your sort of advice there?
I'd go for the one with the lower case.
Okay, cool.
So as you start to approach 300 is where the issues normally start.
All right, good to know.
Yeah, so
and
if you're looking at
when,
any that are
when,
closer to 300, I'd probably look away from them, unless they've already had head gaskets or, you know, anything else done.
Okay, no idea. No, I think this one's just had the drive belts replaced and that kind of stuff, just a standard thing. So.
Okay, yeah.
All right, thanks for that. And what kind of notice would you need for a pre-purchase inspection?
Well, a pre-purchase, probably about a week or two. We'd sort of have to just work out when we can squeeze it in.
Okay.
Those sort of things we can squeeze in. Other things we need to sort of pre-book in advance.
Okay, no worries. Yeah. Cool. I'll give you a call back and let you know how I go. But thanks very much.
Yeah, done. Easy.
Thanks, mate. Bye. Sorry, didn't get your name.
My name's Tony.
Tony. Yeah. Ashley. Thanks, mate.
All good. Thanks. Yeah.